A Sleeping Life by Ruth Rendell. Read by Nigel Anthony. Chapter 1. Home early for once. Maybe he'd start getting home early regularly now August had begun, the silly season. Criminals, as well as the law-abiding, take their holidays in August. As he turned the car into his own road, Wexford remembered his grandsons would be there. Good. It would be light for another 3 hours, and he'd take Robin and Ben down to the river. Robin was always on about the river because his mother had read The Wind and the Willows to him, and his great desire was to see a water rat swimming. Sylvia's car was parked outside the house. Odd, thought Wexford. He'd understood Dora was having the boys for the afternoon as well as the evening, and that they'd be staying the night. As he edged his own car past his daughter's into the drive, she came running out of the house with a screaming Ben in her arms and 6-year-old Robin looking truculent at her heels. Robin rushed up to his grandfather.
"You promised we could see the water rat."
"So you can, as far as I'm concerned, and if there's one about. I thought you were staying the night."
Sylvia's face was crimson, with rage, or perhaps just from haste. It was very hot.
"Well, they're not. Thanks to my dear husband, nobody's going anywhere, even though it does happen to be our wedding anniversary. Oh, will you shut up, Ben? He's bringing a client home for dinner instead, if you please, and I, of course, as usual, have to be the one to do the cooking and fetch the kids."
"Leave them here," said Wexford. "Why not?"
"Yes, leave us here," Robin shouted. "Go on!"
"Oh, no. That's out of the question. Why do you have to encourage them, Dad? I'm taking them home, and Neil can have the pleasure of putting them to bed for once."